Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Just before we went to the news, I told you that we are going to be talking about an article that's in today's Daily Mail, in which three women who have recently lost stones in weight are asking, why didn't anyone tell us we were fat sooner? So it's a question we'd like you to answer. If, and this is one of the points that are made by the women, if it's a health issue, and all of the women admit that they had got to a point where they were unhealthy, should they be told? And is it easier to tell a man than a woman that they've put on weight? And if so, why is that? If you're in a heterosexual relationship, would you think it's okay to tell your partner, the man in your life, that you'd put on weight and maybe you need to, you know, rein up the eating a little bit? But if it was said to you, the woman, would you absolutely hate that? Why? And what do you think of this whole movement, while we're on the subject, of real women and real bodies? It's particularly pushed at women. I always think when I see it, aren't we all real, regardless of our appearance? I do think in some ways it's great that we normalise all shapes and sizes. But sometimes I look at the campaigns that are extolling the virtues of belly fat and stretch marks. And I know that the intention is good, but isn't it all just still reducing us to base so much on how we look and on our bodies? So today we're talking about fat shaming. I mean, who even coined that phrase? Is it actually a thing? If we are willing to tell somebody if they are drinking too much, spending too much, gambling too much, why don't we tell them that they're eating too much? 53106 for your text. So go to the call line. We have Adriana on the line in Kildare. Hi, Adriana.
Hi, how are you doing, Claire?
I'm good. You're very welcome to join me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. So what do you think? I mean, even when I saw the headline today, why didn't somebody tell us we were fat sooner? Something in me, we just don't like that word.
No, we don't like the word. I think there's an awful lot of shame around being overweight. Like in my own experience, I've lost 6.5 stone. And if somebody had said to me, you know, or if my husband had said to me a long time, Adriana, you're after putting on an awful lot of weight, babe, I'd have been absolutely devastated. I'd have retreated into myself. I'd have felt awful. I'd have felt unattractive. And it really, because I don't think I would have been ready at the time to hear that, if that makes sense to you.
Totally. And, you know, I kind of asked the question myself of the women in the article, had they not noticed themselves? But sometimes weight can creep on, can't it?
Yes, weight absolutely can creep on. And, you know, in the society we live in, all you have to do is do nothing and weight will creep on. You have to be active about keeping it off you. But I think women in particular are constantly reminded of how they should look and what the idea of perfection is. It's in all media, it's across all. You know, the image of a woman is different to how the perfect image of a man is perceived. So I don't think there's any woman who is genuinely overweight at any time in their life who doesn't realize that they're overweight. You know, we know when we're overweight, but I don't know if actually spelling it out to them helps the situation. I think it can be quite hurtful. And I do think it depends on who's delivering the information, what their intent is, what the motive is. There's no shame or blame in it. That's one thing. But there's a lot of variables there. And I think it is a bit of a minefield. I also don't think that no good comes from not talking about stuff. Absolutely. But there's one thing about being honest with somebody, and then there's another thing about being malicious. And there's a very, very fine line, in my opinion.
Because, you know, you're right. If somebody is just pointing in the street and saying you're fat, I mean, that's not coming from a good place. That's not seeing it as a health issue. But if it's somebody in your life that loves you and they're saying, look, you know, I can see what's happening. I can see you're unhappy. I can see you're unhealthy. Do you want some help with that? Is that not a different way of phrasing it?
That is a very good way of phrasing it. Do you want some help, or is there anything I can do to help you? What you just said there is very important. I can see you're unhappy. Can you see the person is unhappy? I mean, if you're confronting or challenging somebody on their weight, most of the time, I mean, I know I was in denial, not in de well, I was in denial. I was in denial that I was very overweight, and I wasn't honest about the fact or open about the fact that I was unhappy with it. You know, so when you said there, you know, I can see you're unhappy. Can you see somebody's unhappy? And it might be a better angle to come at it, a more of, you know, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Because I sometimes think that being overweight is a symptom for other stuff that's going on. So it might be better to come at it from a different angle rather than just specifically attacking the weight issue, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it really does, Adriana. And, you know, you're right to pull me up on that because there's a whole host of women out there. Lizzo springs to mind who say, I'm happy exactly as I am. So to assume that somebody is unhappy isn't really fair. Stay on the line. I want to keep you there while I move on to some other callers. But I also want to draw your attention to the UK Mental Health Minister Nadine Dorries, who was speaking recently and said that obesity is an awful word and describing someone as overweight might actually discourage them from shedding weight. Have a listen to her talking earlier this week.
The focus has to be on, not on obesity, not the word obesity. It's just an awful word. Not on the word obesity, not on shaming people, not on making people feel bad about their weight, but on emphasizing the positive outcomes of healthy living, healthy lifestyle, healthy diet.
I'm going to go to the phones to Karen. Karen's on the line in Offaly. Karen, you're welcome to Lunchtime Live on News Talk. How are you?
I'm good, Claire. Nice to talk to you.
So what do you think? Is it ever okay to say to somebody, you're getting fat, should we look at that?
I personally don't think so. I don't think anyone should have an opinion on somebody else. As had Andrea Adriana, I think it is her name, it's
Yes.
that was on before me. Like everything she said, I totally agree with. You know, the last thing you should be doing is making somebody feel bad about themselves. And you know, there could be other issues. There could be medical issues. You know, there is a number of reasons, metabolism, everything. But I think it should be more about encouraging people, trying to help them. You know, will we go for a walk? Will we try a different recipe? But this thing of shaming people, it's just awful. Like, I didn't get it till I hit 50 because I was always underweight. And I had the other problem where people were constantly at me saying, oh, you're too thin, you're too thin, you should put on weight, look at you. You know, you're like a washboard, I was called once.
Yeah,
And
I hate the way people think it's
it's
okay to
awful.
comment on your weight in that way. And I do think
Yeah.
people on the other end of the scale get it worse. I think people would be far quicker to tell somebody they were too thin than to say they were too fat. And I don't know why that is. And it's said with anger.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is definitely said with anger, and it's mean. It's nasty.
If
You
we're
know,
willing to
I
sit
just
somebody down and say, listen, you're smoking too much, I'm worried about your lungs, you're drinking too much, I'm
Yeah.
worried about your liver, why can't we say, you're eating too much, I'm worried about your long-term health?
Yeah, we can, but it's like everything. It's about doing it the right way. It's not doing it mean. It's not doing it harsh. It's about, you know, it's trying to encourage them. But to shame somebody, to say they're obese, like it's an awful word. To say they're fat, it's an awful word. You know, it should be more about trying to help. You know, and I personally think like if somebody is happy with their weight, whether they're thin or fat, I think you should leave them alone because everybody knows themselves if they don't have enough weight on or if they've too much weight on. They know themselves and let them come to you and then encourage them, then help them. But this thing of shaming them, I just think it's awful. It's just awful. I think it's the worst thing you could ever do to somebody. And I
Yeah.
think until that person has that problem themselves, they don't understand it.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Karen, thank
You
you for
know.
coming on. And I'd like to hear from you if, like Karen, you had people comment on your weight. It can be any end of the scale because I do think, you know, and excuse the pun, it carries a lot of weight. When somebody comments on your body, you carry that with you for years. I had a boyfriend tell me years ago that I could lose a bit of weight. His words were, you could have a better ass than you do. You could see why he didn't last long. But I remember that night crystal clear. I remember it. I remember how it made me feel. And actually, it made me annoyed and angered and actually became kind of an empowered thing. And I thought less of him than I did of myself. But you still remember those things. And, you know, Karen said she was given out to for being too skinny. So if you've had a comment about your body, you can let us know, 53106. So I want to go back to Adriana. Adriana, what do you think about what Karen had to say? Is it the words? Is the word fat, obese, do they need to come out of it?
They are harsh words. Yes, they are harsh words. But something else that you said there, you know, or something you were saying, I think it was, but, you know, if you say to somebody you're smoking too much or you're drinking too much, what's the outcome? What is your expectation that, you know, do you think they're just going to drop it all and go, oh, yeah, do you know what? You're absolutely right. I need to do something about that. What are you, you know, is that what you're hoping for? You know, or are you hoping for a conversation to open up around it? So I think it, you know, the wording and the way you structure it would be, you know, if you really want to have a chat with somebody about it, and if you think it's appropriate, how you structure it and how you approach it would be a better way of looking at it. What outcome are you hoping for? You know, do you ever think that when you challenge somebody like that and it's that, you know, do you really think they're just going to like put down the drink or stop the cigarettes tomorrow morning? Or what do you think is going on in their head afterwards when you've said that to them?
Now, you lost 6.5 stone, Adriana. What made the difference for you, or what got you to the point where you started on that journey?
Desperation, I think it was. Desperation and inspiration. I did a program called Body Slims, and it was a friend of mine. I met a friend of mine, and she had lost a lot of weight, and she was never particularly overweight, but I was looking at her. I met her at a trade show, and I was like, I said to her, you know, wow, I said, well, have you lost a load of weight? And she goes, I lost 2.5 stone. This is how I did it. And she told me how she did it, and she said, I think you'd really enjoy it. You'd fly at it. And I did it. And I had done every weight loss program on the, you name it, Claire, I've done it. And I thought, and I failed after a very brief period of time. I gave it my best and I failed, and I put the weight back on again, whatever I had lost. And I was determined that I wasn't going to spend the rest of my life overweight. But I genuinely, when I sat in the chair that first night, I honestly didn't believe that I could lose the weight. I, hand on heart, I thought if I could lose a stone, that would be great. But I didn't believe in myself. And you know, and it was this program that helped me to believe in myself. And believe that.
And I think that's the crux of it. You're right. It's the essence of believing in yourself underneath it all. And so you don't need somebody to be shaming you to add that on top.
No.
Adriana, we'll have to leave it there because we do have more callers to come to. But it was great talking to you today. Thank you very much for coming on. To get to some of your texts, this idea says one that fat people need to be told they are fat is a load of rubbish. We see ourselves every day, and I'm so sick of this faux health concern. Fat shaming, medical bias and stigmatization causes a lot more health problems than being fat. The research has moved on significantly. Massive research on the health at every size movement and the damage that dieting and diet culture does to people's health. Statistically, the eating disorder epidemic is much worse, but you don't hear any discussion about the causes and effects of this, as it is still socially acceptable to shame fat people and applaud people who are thin, no matter what the cause to their physical and mental health. People need to be educated before they discuss this topic. And I do think you're right. I think the diet industry is disgraceful, and we should be aware that the reason they make so much money, and you have to remember that that is what they are a business, is that they sell to you that you are not enough the way you are, and they need you to fail. They want you to be like Adriana. They want you to think, I look awful, I hate myself, I want to change. And that is no way to start on any journey, because that is not going to help with your motivation. And they want you to fall down and then start again, because then you keep on spending money. So I do accept that part of what you say and this perfect body that we put out there and how damaging that can be. But I don't think you're right in what you're saying about the research that it causes more health problems than being fat. I think we have to be realistic and be honest. If you choose to be a certain size and you're happy at that certain size and you eat what you want and you have a different metabolism, that is fine. People have an individual choice to live whatever way they want, and beauty comes in all different shapes and sizes. But you can't deny that there are health implications involved. You can text your thoughts, 53106. It'll cost you 30 cents. We'll take a break.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.
We are talking about an article in today's Daily Mail where three women who have recently shed stones and weight say, why didn't somebody tell us earlier we were fat? They're their words. We're asking, what do you think? I'd like to bring in the male perspective. Danny is on the line from Kerry. Hello, Danny.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very good. Thanks for joining us on Lunchtime Live. So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, just like, the question that was asked, why didn't anybody tell us any earlier? I don't know about the three women that were involved. I'm delighted for them that they lost so much weight, because it is very, very difficult. But I can tell you, I get told all the time that I'm overweight as a male. I don't know if that's a male thing, that I get told by females, by males, by older people, by younger people that I'm overweight. And I can tell you 9 times out of 10, it just... all it serves to do is lower my self-esteem even further. I would implore people that when they're actually speaking to people about their weight, not to go at it from that point of view, to take a different angle on it if they can try. I have my vices. They're the same as any other vices. They just involve food. And I struggle significantly with curbing those vices, you know. And I have tried, I probably what could be best described as yo-yoed. I've gone up and down 2 stone, up and down, and for the last 5-6 years. And I have 4 children, believe me, I want to lose weight, you know. When you have struggled with your shoelaces, when you're training kids on a football field and you can't show them how to do the pickup properly because of your weight, believe me, those are the light bulb moments where you say, oh my God, right, I need to do something. But some of the things people say to people who are overweight just are not helpful.
What so do I they say, Danny? I just want to try and understand. You said all age groups, all people. In what way? Is it just kind of poking fun? I mean,
well, I would my coping mechanism with the abuse that you'd get sometimes is I tend to be a bit self-deprecating, you know, that, you know, I make fun of my own size because it kind of helps me deal with people saying things, you know. And the kind of things people say, like, geez, I walked into a funeral one time and met a neighbor of mine who was very much older, who wouldn't be on Facebook or any of that. And, you know, he turned around and said, my God, Daniel, you got thick fat, you know, and because he hadn't seen me for a couple of years. Or I was walking down the street one evening, meet a few people the night before a wedding a couple of years ago, and this group of young men, probably in their really similar age to me, in their mid-30s, you know, were sat outside a bar, and I had a few drinks taken, just started laughing at me, you know, and pointing and like throwing their arms out to their side and making waddling movements and things like that, you know. And like, that really, really hurt, because even if somebody comes up to you as a friend of yours and said, my God, no, Dan, really, you need to lose weight, you know, for your own good.
Yeah, that's a bit different.
That.
But laughing and pointing is not going
to
do anything.
I need to lose weight. Yeah, well, that's it. I know I need to lose weight.
Yeah.
And it's better to sit down and have it, like a conversation with somebody about it. I find the worst thing is when people tell you how to lose weight. Oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do the other. No, you need to do what works for you. And I haven't found it yet, and I'm not being lazy about it, but I need to find what works for me, because I've lost weight, I've gained weight. You know, I can be very lazy. I can, my willpower.
Well, Danny, we
can
all
be
can, and especially at the minute,
you
it's
know,
hard to be motivated. Look, stay on the line, will you? Because
yeah,
I want to bring Audrey in. She's held for a while, but Danny, you know, I heard everything that you said, and I hope people listening did as well. Audrey, thanks for joining us on Lunchtime Live on News Talk. I know you've been holding there, and what do you think from a female point of view? I don't think a group of girls would do that to each other. Do you?
They do.
Stop.
They do.
You want to come and hang out with my mates? Well, what's the story, Audrey?
Well, I've been on both ends of the weight loss, weight gain. I've had people tell me I'm too fat. I've had people tell me I'm too skinny. But strangers will say it to you. Friends will say it to you. And like that, friends will kind of put, not friends, acquaintances will put it in a laughy kind of, oh, ha, ha, you know, have you tried this? Have you tried that? Or you want to go and eat something? You know, body shaming at its finest, no matter what your size. It shouldn't happen.
And I've always noticed, like, when groups get together, and I know it's quite stereotypical, but I think, you know, over my life experience, I've got some survey of sorts. You see men come together at an occasion, like a wedding, and they kind of go, how are you? Yeah, grand. And then they kind of get stuck into sport. And not all of them, but a lot of them. Women, hiya, how are you? Where did you get your dress? Where did you get your hair done? Where did you get your shoes? I think we need to think twice about that. I mean, I know now all we seem to be talking about is coronavirus. I'd love to talk about someone's hair instead. But
exactly.
Why are we basing so much on our appearance? Why do we go, God, you've lost weight. God, you look great. God, this, that and the other. Who cares?
I think like social media, I think, has a lot to do with it, because they put out these, you know, this is the ideal woman. This is the ideal man. There is no such thing as the ideal person.
Yeah.
And people are comparing themselves. And they think they have to look this way or, you know, dress this way. It's awful.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I'll have to leave it there, though, Audrey. And we really do appreciate you holding on the line there. And Danny is also gone again, gone as well. And we wish you all the best. You can keep your thoughts coming in on that one. 53106. It'll cost you 30 cent.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.
I have Dee on the line in Dublin. Hello, Dee.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us on Lunchtime Live here on News Talk. Why did you get in touch in relation to our conversation around body shaming?
Yeah, it was in relation to when you were talking about the fat and the weight and et cetera, et cetera. I am a weight loss coach based here in Dublin for the one-to-one diet. I'm 15 years in the job now. So over the years, you'd have seen like hundreds of clients obviously coming through the doors. And as I was saying to your researcher there that, you know, predominantly when the men come in, it's usually because the lads have said, oh yeah, you put on a few pounds there, you're carrying a bit of, you know, a bit of lumber, a bit of timber on the bod. Whereas with women, they tend to come in because of themselves. You know, it's because they don't feel comfortable in themselves. So from that point of view, it's kind of interesting, the difference between the men and women, you know. And then the men will come in and they'll stick to it 100%. They'll just do their thing. They'll lose their weight and they'll go. Whereas women, we tend to be more emotional eaters. Like we eat if we're happy, we eat if we're sad. You know, there's a variety of different kind of things around it. So it's just interesting, the difference between the men and the women that I have seen, you know, coming through my doors here.
Yeah. And, you know, as a woman, I've had lots of body conversations with other women about putting on weight, losing weight, what's worked, what hasn't worked. Do we get a bit stuck in that as opposed to what you said with the men? They just do what needs to be done and move on.
Yeah, I think we do, because I think there's a lot of issues come into it. And also it's like, at the moment, particularly with lockdown, it's very hard to motivate clients, because normally it's kind of, what's your why, guys? You know, are you going away on holidays in the summer? Do you want to get into your bikini, or do you want to feel comfortable in your clothes? But now it's like, yeah, okay, maybe next year we might be going away on holidays.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of a little more difficult. But definitely with women, we're emotional eaters. And, you know, we eat if we're happy, we eat if we're sad. We eat if we're hungry, we eat if we're thirsty, you know.
Yeah, and some men too. But yeah, I get what you're saying from your experience as a leader. Dee, thanks.
It's predominantly women that I have seen.
Thanks very much for coming on. And I do wish we changed the conversation a little bit. I know it's great to have a target like a night out or a holiday in normal times, of course. But, you know, I wish we would talk more about feeling better about ourselves or having more energy or being a little bit healthier, because I think that's a much better way to go. We'll take a break.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth and truly delicious chocolate experience.